Welcome to this week's weekly update and prediction. It is the 2nd to the 8th of December. I am a day late, I apologize. I was on a COD opening trip, and it will be a COD opening trip for the record books to remember for a very long time. Quick recap on our session, we went to the Upper Murray River, spectacular part of the world. I probably try to fish it at least once every single summer. I will be back there a few times this year, I reckon. I'll do some of the creeks as well. We floated. I actually caught up with Paul Wersling from iFish to film a couple of episodes while we were there, and then we filmed our own little thing after that. It was only 2 days. It was 2 days on the water, excuse me. And it was the most incredible, random, crazy session I have ever experienced. Probably the worst weather I've ever fished through. Also probably the best session I've ever had, biting-wise, fish-wise, catch-wise. More bites in a shorter time than I've ever seen. More fish than we have ever caught on a cod opening or a cod trip ever. It's just ridiculous and probably far from ideal conditions, which makes me wonder why they actually bit so well. So totally confused us. Jordan Wilson writes for that region. He's a new writer for there. He was dumbfounded as to why they were biting so well in such terrible conditions, river conditions, and also daytime conditions. We could see snow from the river. We couldn't see it the day it snowed, but the day after yesterday. On the Monday, I don't know wherever you are based, but Monday's weather was disgusting. Would have been barely over 14, 15 degrees. We were in jackets. It was pouring rain, and the fishing was ridiculous. So an incredible cod opening, which I will have a video coming out for, talking about the session, a few things from half the day on one of the days. Obviously we filmed for the iFish show for a day and a half, and also we'll have some information coming on that session in the updates, and also Jordan's monthly report. So heaps of stuff to come, plus a podcast on why they did what they did, and just talking about cod behavior, which is really cool. So anyway, cod season off to a massive start. Hopefully you guys got out for a session, or you are planning a session this weekend. So that is why the weekly update is a little bit late, but we have some better weather on the way. So the cod opening would have been the coldest cod opening I've ever done, but looking at the forecast, within 2 days we're getting up into the 30s, and then two more days after that, which would be this weekend, we're into the mid 30s in some locations. So temperatures are about to skyrocket, and we're going to go back to kick off a typical summer, hopefully. Hopefully no more cold snaps. I think we had four throughout spring, some really bad solid cold snaps, and then that was the fifth one right on cod opening. If you did get out for a session early, hopefully it went really well. Post your photos up on the members wall for us to all see. I'd really, really excited to read all of your updates. Super keen for the season ahead and heaps of content to come. So this is the weekly update, looking at the cod opening weekend. Obviously touched on cod opening last week, but we're looking at the weekend coming. So I'll look at the weather in a second. But fishing wise, explore, go wherever tickles your fancy. Obviously the impoundments are always pretty consistent and steady, fish pretty well, and then your rivers all depends on how much rainfall you recently got, but most of them will probably be in pretty good nick. We haven't had a heap of rainfall over spring, so get stuck in. The rivers will be great throughout December. Usually I find the December period to fish the best, rather than January, February, just because January, February can be very, very hot in a lot of waterways. So especially your smaller creeks, now is when you want to knuckle down and get stuck in. Fish haven't seen lures for 3 months, but probably more like 6 months, because winter is a slow time of year. So they will probably be easier to fool at this time of year. So a phenomenal time to go between now and probably that little bit of time before Christmas, before people start hitting the water heaps. So the next couple of weekends are prime for chasing cod. In the rivers, especially in your smaller creeks. That is the fishing update. Looking at the membership update, like I said, we did that session. We had the social night last week. What a event that was. First of all, massive apologies for the website crashing. That was not ideal. And yeah, we still got to work on why that happened. Luckily, within about 15 minutes, I came up with a backup plan and got it working, and you were all able to stream that. Because we did have it crash, just in case one or two or three of you missed that night because you didn't find the second link we sent, I will run a replay. I will post that this week. Got a few things going on this week, but Thursday, Friday, I'll post that up one of those 2 days, so you'll see that replay for that social night, and we will leave that up. Obviously the trivia You can do the tube if you want as you go for yourself while you're sitting there for a bit of fun and entertainment. It goes for 4 hours. So it's a very long, long social night. It has a lot of recap videos from the year that was. So some pretty cool stuff, some stuff that we never showed you either, which is very cool. So some pretty cool stuff for you to see. So yeah, that is the social night, which was massive effort last week to get rolling. So I'm glad that was a huge success and I really hope you all enjoyed your night. That's going up, so that's done. And then I'm back to working on this beginner academy that I was telling you about. So a stack of beginner videos. I'll work on this video from our Upper Murray trip, which you will get to watch and see. And then we will be spending a lot of time creating educational content over the summer months. Plenty to come. Some places I'd like to explore is creek or small water cod, land-based cod. Something I want to do this summer for you guys. We do a lot of drifts, which we love, but yeah, some more land-based stuff, some land-based sessions. A little bit maybe more top water stuff. But if you, whatever you want, please shoot it through and let us know because we will create that content. Heaps more educational stuff going in with this new course we're releasing. So yeah, plenty happening in the membership. So that is that. There's no this month. This is December. This is the month we don't have any Q&As, obviously because it's the holiday period over Christmas. Also the reports for a lot of the cod waterways are not yet out, but make sure you check out the group for those spots to see the report or update, not the report, sorry, an update for this opening period. But once our team gets out for a session, whether it's midweek this week or on the weekend, they will write their report and it'll be straight up. So plenty of info there in the reports that we'll be rolling out over the next probably week or so that gives you the info for the rest of December. But our team will be punching out the updates. And if you have any questions on any of those waterways that we have report writers for, just make sure you shoot them through. That is the membership update. Well, let's jump in now and check out the weather. All right, kicking off first in southern New South Wales, you can see you already got 29 here. I think it was like 20 the day we had that cooler change for that area where we were, it was like 14. But 20, it wasn't a cold snap everywhere, just depending on where you were. 29, 35 Thursday, like it's just picking right up. Super windy, you got 30K winds and 38, so not very nice conditions at all. But we're gonna go from quite cool weather to very hot weather very quick. 34, 26, 31, 35. So it's windy every single day, which is not ideal. Your temperatures are typical summer temps and the fishing should be pretty good in that region. Shepparton down in Central Vic, same deal. Obviously along the Goulburn River, great temperatures right the way through. Not much rain, but heaps of wind. But obviously on the river system, the wind won't bother you too much. Eildon going further south, they are finally climbing 24, 29, 29, which is really good. This is what the yellows will like. After last week, these are good temperatures. So Thursday, Friday, possibly for the yellows, but there's not much sun. Heavy rain for Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday look pretty good, but it's cooling back down back to 16 again. The wind is just there the whole day, the whole time. I think we're gonna have wind everywhere. Bathurst, you obviously got Windermere not far from Bathurst. You've also got the Macquarie River, which is now open. You're looking like typical summer temperatures into the 30s, mid 30s. Ridiculous wind on Saturday. It's not going to be a very enjoyable day. Sunday looks like a cracking day though, 28, a bit cooler and below 20K winds. So Sunday's not a bad day and Monday not a bad day. You're looking at 20K winds, but otherwise temperatures are good. Dubbo is going to be ridiculously hot on Saturday. Look at that, 41 already. Summer is here for some parts of the world and very windy, not a very good day at all. Hot northerly wind. Yeah, so that's why it's so hot on the Saturday is because you got northerly winds. Westerlies, you know, are warm, but northerlies are very hot. And this is why we're getting this peaking temperature. And you can see Saturday, northerly. They're all northerlies. This is why this temperature is going to rise really quick. That's why there's such a hot wave coming through. So very hot weekend and continues to be hot. Dubbo. Tamworth, further north we go. You can see here, temperatures climbing and quite high right the way through. Again, that northerly wind. Saturday, Sunday, got a fair bit of wind around, but you're around that 20K mark for here, which is better than down south. But Friday is a great day. This week's a great week. So all of those northern lakes and northern rivers should fish really well. Inverell, which is close to Copeton, not getting stupidly hot, which is cool. So that place has been warm all year. It's been quite warm. And it's not actually going from cold to super hot. It's sort of staying in that mid 30s, not getting up to 38s because of where it is based. So really good weather for Copeton. Wind isn't too bad either. You obviously got a fair bit of wind on the weekend, but good area. Copeton or the rivers, the New England rivers, should fish really well. Glen Lyon and all your other lakes up that way, you're looking like beautiful temperatures. So not as hot as down south and no wind. No wind at all. This is the most consistent place. I've never been there. But in terms of the ones we look at for our weather reports, it is the most consistent place. It's the nicest temperature. It doesn't get cold. It doesn't get hot. Like ridiculously hot. There's wind everywhere else. There's no wind there. So yeah, beautiful destination for the weekend for sure. And Mondrian, we're looking at our Barra. Further north we go, we're getting easterly winds all week, consistent. You're gonna get 25 Ks every single day, which is perfect for chasing Barra. You're obviously gonna be fishing during the night the most or deeper during the day. And you're getting 29s to 32s the right the way through. So typical Queensland, Southern Queensland weather. Let's look at the barometer. As you can see, we actually have a high settled across us. I did not think that would happen after last week's prediction. We had a miserable Monday and then a slowly climbing barometer yesterday, and it's now high today, which is really cool to see. So Wednesday, we've got this beautiful high pressure. So today would be a glorious day to be fishing. Hopefully you already knew that by checking the weather before this update come out. But this afternoon, if you're only watching this update now, this afternoon, definitely worth it. Thursday looks to be an okay day. Pressure-wise, yeah, good day. Pressure-wise throughout this region here, which is your sort of Great Dividing Range sort of region, or all that northern New South Wales, central, southern New South Wales. Victoria's definitely got that low pressure, but you still got 1,018 in southern New South Wales here. 1,020 further north we go. Just Victoria's a bit low, and then it crashes through the afternoon. So the temperature the barometer will crash tomorrow, which is also a good thing. And it's probably one of the least windy days that we're gonna have this week. So Thursday, probably one of the picks of the entire week, and today with the barometer and a little bit less wind, depending on where you are. Rolling this through here, this is now rolling into Friday morning. You see here, the pressure's still holding on up north, but if we come down south, we've already crashed. Does the pressure make a difference? Yes, it does in some regard. We had a poor pressure on Monday and the fishing was ridiculously phenomenal, and I don't know why, something was strange. But a better pressure will make a better bite, but because we're now in summer, the temperature's hotter, the fish haven't seen any lures, I wouldn't let this pressure thing change if I'm going for a session at all. You see we've got 1,012 there for Friday, heaps of that northwesterly winds, really low pressure crash. You may find tough fishing, you may find it to be quite good. What you will find is stupid winds. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're looking like having ridiculous windy days and a solid low pressure that's very, very still. It's a very slow moving low. It's a very strange low system sitting over South Australia with really strange wind directions. You're gonna have winds moving every which way. So they're not northerlies. In Victoria, there's southerlies still. It depends where you are, whether you're gonna get northerlies or southerlies. You can see them meeting. They're all swirling. We're getting some strange wind directions. It's gonna make from weird weather, but yeah, that low's just still hanging on. So it's low all Friday, low all Saturday. Ripping through in northern New South Wales, northerlies. You're getting more westerlies the further south we get. You can see that there. See that band ripping across through here, cutting through sort of Dubbo region down towards Sydney. It's all because of this low, and down here we're getting more westerlies down to Victoria and southern New South, or a bit of southerly in it too. So that's Saturday, strange wind. It's gonna be blowy and then stop and then change and then blow, and then it's gonna do all sorts of strange things on Saturday and Sunday as well. The pressure's sort of jumping a little bit, but that low up there is moving so slow. So here we go. This is Sunday, 9 o'clock, down in Victoria West, southwest in Victoria, out around Horsham. Rocklands, you're gonna start to see a high pressure roll through just slowly throughout Sunday. Everywhere else is still low, and it weakens, don't worry. It weakens Sunday afternoon. So you still got ripping winds, very weak pressure. So great pressure today, great pressure on Thursday, crashing Thursday throughout the day. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's all poor. It's all low and it's very, very, very windy. More windy than it has been lately. We now move into Monday. I'll just click this one through. So we're into the following week and the pressure's just stable around that 1014 to 1009. So it's a lowish pressure, but because that's day one, two, three, four of that, I don't think it worry too much. Like, definitely go for a fish. You've got very little wind by the looks of that. After a week of heaps of wind, so the impoundments should fish really good on your windblown banks where food will be moving to. Definitely will for the barra, but definitely for cod. It's sort of not changing until the Tuesday night. Tuesday overnight, sunset, you're getting a big rise in pressure in Victoria. This member may not come together. Wednesday looks like a really good pressure for everywhere. Just Southern New South and Vic. Northern New South Wales, not so much. Oh, jumping up, yeah. Jumping up, it is jumping up. So Wednesday's pretty good. Thursday's not bad at this stage, and then it crashes. So another bit of a crashing pressure system. Getting more of those northerly winds come through, and then right for the weekend, we have another big low. Big low. Heaps of northerly winds on Saturday. It's going to be windy all Saturday, all Sunday. Low, super low pressure. Northerly winds. This is Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th. And then looking ahead, we may see a big high pressure come across, maybe. I'll tell you what, this is the strangest weather I've ever seen. Typically at this time of year, you just get big high pressure pushed across, it's windy for a day, it settles, you get 3 days of just still and hot, and then it rolls off. And then it's a low for a day, and then another big high comes across. And it comes across South Australia, WA, South Australia, sits across, you know, the entire New South Wales, into Queensland, all of Victoria. I haven't seen that for 6 months. I think we saw a little bit of that in winter. Not a heap, but a little bit. Now we're getting this weird, I don't know what it is. I'm going to have to do some research on what the current weather patterns are, because they're just consistent like this. Consistent weird lows mushing in with really weak highs that then highs don't develop and they just push off, and these lows, so many low pressure systems lately. So strange weather. Still hot, like we're still hot. It's probably gonna be worse because you're getting these lows up north creating these northerly breezes, which will actually make it hotter than just having a big dry high pressure system. It just means we're gonna get a lot more cloud that lately, a lot more cloud and a lot more chance of rain. Not that we're getting any rain. So let's look at the rain forecast. I don't think there's anything on the radar, even with these lows, because see, the low is up over the desert. There's no moisture in it. It's not really going to do much. And a little bit there along the coast, up into Brizzy, Monday the 8th. You really got no rain for cod waterways, other than isolated storms up until maybe Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, when this low changes. Yeah, Saturday the 13th, it's saying a bit of rain. Pretty heavy in places, but we'll see what happens. Interesting. Very interesting. Moon phase. We had a nice big moon while we were out there. We had such a busy time during the day, we didn't actually fish into the dark, but it would have been a great thing to do because we had that big moon. But we are past, what is the third? No, full moon's the 5th. We've got 2 more days till the full moon, so that will make it Friday. So sessions now, definitely, because you'll have a big bright moon just after, like right on sunset for the next couple of days. So a brilliant time to be top water fishing into your rivers, your creeks, into the dark, like tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. Phenomenal. And then by Friday, you obviously have the big full moon, another great night. But then as you get further on after, it takes a while to rise. But for your impoundment stuff, that's fine. Remember, the night of the full moon can be hit and miss in your impoundments, especially on a clear night. That's it. Looking forward to third quarter, and then the new moon's on the 20th of December. So aiming around those periods is a good option, especially that new moon period around that 20th of December, which is just for Chrissy. Which is crazy to think we're nearly at Christmas. Anyway, that is it for the weekly update. That was a big one. Sorry it was a day late. Follow along for information from our trip that we did. It was incredible. But more importantly, I'm going to knuckle down now. Probably won't get out a whole heap between now and Christmas because I will be creating content for you guys, creating these academy videos, releasing this beginner courses and our new mastery courses, plus updating a whole heap of stuff. So heaps to do. heaps to come out. So if you have any requests for anything, please shoot them through. Plus, heap more maps. So I'll be here working away hard. So just shoot me through any questions if you have them. And I'll see you in next week's weekly update. Talk to you soon. Cheers.